Today we're talking about measurement and assessment in the arts. And I know this sounds really boring, and you're thinking, yawn, Carrie, why am I showing up for these videos if this is the kind of stuff we're gonna talk about? But I want you to have some background on this because it can sound boring, but this measurement and assessment can actually be the motivating factor that helps you push forward and push yourself outside of your comfort zone and extend yourself so that you really build your skill to the level that you want to achieve and be able to reach for your art, whatever you want to make. So this skill building is a really valuable thing. And a lot of times as artists, we don't always know, how do we know if our skill's getting better? You know, over time you see the skill development, but you don't always know how it fits in. That's what we're going to talk about today. I want you guys to see that when you see actual skill development, when you see your own growth, and you can see those kind of aha moments in your own drawings, you all of a sudden have so much more spunk and enthusiasm and willingness to keep pushing forward, even when it's hard, because you see those wins in your skill development. And that's one reason something called a baseline assessment is so important to your art. And that's what we're going to do today to start the challenge. So a baseline assessment, this is a term that's education speak, and it's a way to measure your growth. You need to have a starting point so that you know where you've gone and where you've been and where you're going. This baseline assessment and a periodic assessment after your baseline can help you really check back in with your skill development and help you make good decisions for your practice strategies, as well as for the actual art that you make as well. It's observable fuel that really does help you keep going. So far everything I've said makes sense to you, and let me know what questions you have.